The album Led Zeppelin IV, which included the song Stairway to Heaven, was released on this date in 1971. Led Zeppelin is a British rock band that was extremely popular in the 1970s. Although their musical style was diverse, they came to be well known for their influence on the development of heavy metal. Initially called the New Yardbirds, Led Zeppelin was formed in 1968. The group was influenced by various kinds of music, including early rock and roll, psychedelic rock, blues, folk, Celtic, Indian, and Arabic music. The group's best-known song is Stairway to Heaven. The combination of acoustic and electric sections was typical for Jimmy Page, who, from the band's beginning, was interested in juxtaposing what he called light and shade. The song appeared on the band's fourth and most famous album, released untitled, which showed only four runic symbols, intended to represent the band members, on the cover and had the mystical, mythological lyrics to Stairway printed on the inner sleeve. The sense of mystery and ritual that this created became an important part of the band's image. They kept their distance from the press and were uninterested in catering to the singles market. Moreover, Stairway and several other songs were of epic length by rock standards, and concert improvisations stretched some songs to triple the length of their studio versions. Led Zeppelin disbanded in 1980 after John Bonham's accidental death. The group reformed for short one-off performances in 1985 for the Live Aid benefit, in 1988 for Atlantic Records' 40th anniversary concert, and in 1995 for the band's induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Much more momentous was the group's full-blown concert in London in December of 2007 to honor Atlantic's co-founder, at which Bonham's son Jason played the drums. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misguided. On this date in 1973, voters approved the proposal to initiate a 4-mill tax to finance construction of East Arkansas Community College, a comprehensive 2-year college dedicated to meeting the educational needs of its service area in eastern Arkansas. The college, located in Forest City, has served as a leader for social and economic improvement and continued growth in the region. On this date in 1900, Margaret Mitchell, the American author of Gone with the Wind, was born. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.